In a 345-page report on the Bridgegate scandal, Governor Christie's lawyers say flat out there is no evidence of any cover-up within the governor's office. But WNYC's Andrea Bernstein has been combing through thousands of pages of exhibits, and she finds when it comes to a possible cover-up, the report leaves more questions than answers.
The entire story of Bridgegate might not have emerged if not for a detailed and furious email written by the usually measured executive director of the Port Authority, Pat Foy. In it, Foy charges the hasty and ill-advised decision to close lanes at the George Washington Bridge endangered public safety and broke federal and state laws.
And I made the decision immediately to reverse it. I was in my office early, drafted the email with some care and sent it out.
Foy sends it to, among others, the New Jersey Deputy Director, Bill Baroni, the former Republican state senator who Christie's described as a good friend. It also goes to the chair of the Port Authority, David Sampson, a close Christie confidant. Within minutes, Baroni forwards the email to Sampson with a note. Can I call you now? An hour later, Baroni emails Foy. There can be no public discourse. Later that morning, Baroni forwards Foy's email without comment to Christie's director of authorities. Christie's lawyer, Randy Mastro, says the governor's office behaved appropriately.
Some of them became aware of the lane realignment, inquired of Port Authority representatives, and were told this was a legitimate traffic study.
Even so, the next week, anxiety levels start to rise. Reporters are asking questions about why the lanes were abruptly closed. Baroni texts the Christie appointee who organized the closures, David Wildstein. We could schedule a meeting to stave off reporters. Separate emails show Sampson is deeply troubled the story's hitting the press. He accuses Foy of playing in traffic, bad mistake. In early October, the Wall Street Journal prints Foy's email. Christie would later say that's when he learned of the closures.
And I said to two former federal prosecutors, my chief of staff and my chief counsel, find out for me what's going on here.
Only Baroni and Wildstein, not Foy or the Port Authority professional staff, are questioned by Christie's men.
They came back and said, this is a legitimate traffic study.
But the explanation wasn't adding up for a growing chorus of Democratic lawmakers who were aware that the Christie administration had spent a great deal of time offering both carrots and sticks to Democrats to get their endorsements. In mid-October, State Senator Loretta Weinberg, who represents Fort Lee, shows up at the Port Authority meeting to question the official account.
Either there was a traffic study or there wasn't. If there was, where is it? What did they hope to accomplish? And the silence that we get from the Port Authority leads to people's conjecture.
Christie's Director of Authorities, Regina Eggia, is also there, observing. She sends a report to all of Christie's top staff, noting Weinberg's presence. Questions ensued on Fort Lee, she writes, but holding to script of all under review. Aggia puts quotes around that last part, all under review.
Any other explanation?
The governor's press secretary, Michael Druniak, starts skipping the chain of command and forwarding reporters' inquiries about the lane closures straight to Christie's chief of staff. A new high level of is hitting the fan tonight on the Fort Lee GWB issue, Druniak writes. Maybe you should know about it. Yet, to reporters, Druniak offers a message that doesn't reflect the behind-the-scenes commotion. He writes, for goodness sake, the governor of the state of New Jersey does not involve himself in traffic studies. Assemblyman John Wisniewski, the lead Bridgegate investigator, says all these communications aren't normal.
They had an interest in the lane closure. They had an interest in the inquiries about the lane closure. And they had an interest in what was happening to mollify or cover up what had happened in the aftermath.
At the end of November, Wisniewski called Christie's top man in the Port Authority, Bill Baroni, to testify.
Well, I appreciate you being here, Mr. Baroni.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your valiant attempts to change the topic as to
Baroni's words, which we now know are largely false, have been crafted by three top Christie aides and the top aide to Sampson. According to the Mastro report, there's a conference call a week before the testimony. Over at the Port Authority, a lawyer with deep ties to Christie coaches Baroni. In the statehouse, three top staffers pore over the testimony, marking it up. One of them, Christie's counsel, makes two recommendations. according to the Mastro report, apologize to the people of Fort Lee and don't be combative.
What do you say to them?
Mr. Baroni, we are here to talk about why it is that those lanes were shut down and Fort Lee was not told and created major havoc.
I have told you.
Because that's a major failure on the part of the Port Authority.
I have told you repeatedly, Assemblywoman, that there were communication breakdowns with the borough of Fort Lee, communication breakdowns internally. You have yet to answer the question.
The Mastro report says the three top Christie aides watched the testimony in the governor's office. Though the report doesn't mention it, so did the governor.
A mistake was made. And I think the senator admitted that from the testimony I heard.
Behind the scenes, there's relief. After the testimony, Baroni texts Wildstein, Trenton feedback? Wildstein responds, they were very happy, said you did great. Stepien, the campaign manager, also texts Baroni, hey, great job yesterday. I wanted to thank you. Wildstein writes to Christie's spokesman, Michael Druniak. Most importantly, Gov was not brought up in this. A week later, that changes when New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz asks Christie about the lane closures.
I worked the cones, actually, Matt. Unbeknownst to everybody, I was actually the guy out there. I was in overalls and a hat, so I wasn't. But I actually was the guy working the cones out there. You really are not serious.
Now things move quickly. The next day, Wildstein's buddy, the Port Authority Police Union chief, offers a cover story to reporters that the lane closures were his idea. That turns out to be false. That night, Wildstein has dinner with the spokesman, Michael Druniak. According to the Mastro report, at the dinner, Wildstein tells Druniak that he told the governor about the lane closures while they were happening, and that two of Christie's top staff, Bridget Ann Kelly and Bill Stepien, knew about them. The next day, Druniak tells Christie. The governor says it's time for Wildstein and Baroni to go. Christie himself edits the press statement, thanking Wildstein for his service. A week later, Christie faces the press to announce Baroni's resignation. He downplays its significance and says his top man at the Port Authority was planning on leaving anyway.
So, Bill Baroni, Senator Baroni has characterized this as a mistake. I am not curious. Believe me, I've heard more about this than I ever wanted to hear.
Christie doesn't mention Kelly and Stepien, but says he's satisfied no one else is involved.
And I've made it very clear to everybody on my senior staff that if anyone had any knowledge about this, that they needed to come forward to me and tell me about it, and they've all assured me that they don't.
3 weeks later, when the email, time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee, emerges, the governor steps forward.
Well, let me tell you, everybody, I was blindsided yesterday morning.
Christie apologizes to the people of New Jersey and the people of Fort Lee.
I am embarrassed and humiliated by the conduct of some of the people on my team.
Christie says Bridget Kelly lied to him, and that's why he fired her. After 4 months of a concerted effort by members of his senior staff to keep the story quiet, he hires a lawyer to get to the bottom of it. But the so-called exhaustive report released in March still leaves questions about what the governor knew about the lane closures and when. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.